If I told you I was going to start off a Monday podcast with a bass solo, you'd probably say, Dave, those are two of the most depressing things somebody can think of. But it works! That's Rhonda Smith crushing it on Saturday night with Jeff Beck from our big gig. I hope you made it out there. It was fantastic. In fact, the only thing I regret is not recording more of the music, especially from Jeff Beck and his band. In fact, you know what? I'm just going to have to loop this over and over again because I can't get enough of it. I still miss the performance. It was that good. Hope you made it out there. We talked about our weekend activities. Of course, the big gig, Amish Uber, the facts of death, why my wife Lauren was yelling at me in a bathroom late at the big gig out there at the BB&T Pavilion. Plus, we handed out Pat Benatar tickets with Take the Fifth today, and it's Monday morning, so you know we rounded up the stupid for Thin the Herd. Hope you dig it, everybody. Happy August 6th. Here you go. It is the Daily Podcast.
The weather was perfect Saturday night for the big gig.
Oh, it was awesome.
It was great just hanging. We were having so much. That is the most fun I have had at a big gig since we started doing them.
Yeah.
All right.
You know, it's a great vibe.
And I'll even include the Let the Freedom Rock Fest, right? You know those as well. I mean, it was just a great night, a really spectacular evening. Steve, you have no idea what you missed.
You don't know what you missed.
Yeah, I've had
a seafood tower.
Right.
Not even a tower. There's no fish left in the ocean.
Really?
No fish, no shellfish, nothing.
Right, really? Oh,
well, thanks.
Yeah. And that was just the cocktail hour?
That was the cocktail hour and a half.
Cocktail hour and a half.
It was great.
All right. Yeah. And what'd you have for dinner?
I don't remember.
Chicken.
I'm not sure. No, actually, you know what? No, I think I had salmon.
You had salmon?
And Kristen made her get the steak, so that this way I knew I was going to at least get a dinner and a half.
Just keep in mind, folks, when whatever you're doing on the weekend, Steve's at a wedding.
Right.
All right? No matter what it
if
is,
you're at a wedding, look
Steve
for him.
Is at a yeah. wedding.
The John Bella podcast. Chanta Bella.
You've used Uber, right?
Yeah.
You used
very recently. My brother's bachelor party.
Smart time.
Yeah.
Smart time to use Uber. Now, when I think of Amish, like anybody around here, we think of Lancaster County.
Mm-hmm.
All right. You know, I know that there's a huge Amish community in Ohio.
Yes.
I did not know about the Amish community in Michigan.
Ah,
all right. This is the first. And the reason why I'm bringing up is because there is there's an Amish guy in Cologne, which is southwest Michigan, named Timothy Hostetler. Sounds Amish, right?
Right.
All right. And he just launched something new called Amish Uber.
I love this.
Gives people rides in his horse and buggy for $5.
That's great.
Yeah. Well, there's a problem with Amish Uber. He's Amish. He doesn't have a cell phone. So he's really more like, you kind of hail him. He's merely more like Amish taxi.
Yeah, it's hitchhike
than
Uber.
Than his, you know, if he does have a cell phone, I've got some serious questions for you, dude.
I hear your TV. I see your car. I heard you drink just like a fish down at the bar. And those black clothes don't make me laugh. Yeah, you're Amish, Amish my ass. Put down those noodles, shampoo your hair. Under your dress you're wearing Crocs underwear. Your lame excuse, it has no class. Yeah, you're Amish, Amish my ass. If you don't wanna do it, just come out and tell me.
Just say no.
I've been rejected by much better than you. But this Amish thing, you're never gonna sell me. Wearing curly, bitch. Under that bonnet, what a bitch. I see your body and I wanna jump right on it. Don't tell me lies, just say I'll pass. Yeah, you're Amish, Amish my ass. Yeah, you're Amish, Amish my ass.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Madness.
102.9.
Madness.
MGK.
And Wilson of Heart, she did a great set. Paul Rogers did a great set. And Jeff Beck was absolutely incredible. absolutely incredible.
That band was amazing.
Steve, what's the drummer's name?
Vinny Colaiuta.
All right, this guy. Have you ever like witnessed the sound and vision delay that sound takes longer to get to you than light does?
Right.
So there were points in time that this guy, he's playing the drums, he's playing so fast that I'm looking at him, and the sound of the drum I'm hearing and the sound of the drum he's hitting are completely different.
Really?
All right? Are completely different.
He's a force.
It was amazing.
That bass player?
And then Rhonda Smith. Rhonda Smith.
Former bass player.
Played with Prince, played with Parliament.
P-Funk, yeah.
Parliament Funkadelic. Played with Chaka Khan. Played with... Bouncy Knowles. Played with Beyonce. Right. Cindy, I got to tell you, this was the most amazing show. Right. And to see these people, and this was the wildest part. Here's a guy who did 17 songs during the course of the night. Right. And with the exception of Superstition, Day in a Life, and Little Wing by Jimi Hendrix.
Yeah.
Right. Most people didn't know any of these songs.
I was clueless and didn't care.
Right.
My wife's like, I don't know any of these songs. This is great.
Yeah. And it's just absolutely incredible. I'm sitting there watching and I'm like, I don't know what this is. I got no idea what this one is.
The musicianship was insane.
Great. Great. And then they did that one song from it's been used in a ton of movies.
Did you figure it out?
I figured it out.
It was killing you at the show.
It was driving me crazy. It's a chieftain song. It's a chieftain song. I'll look it up. But it's in Gaelic. There's no way I'm going to be able to pronounce it. it's like, Hukma Nachlad. Might as well.
That was Klingon.
Yeah, it was. Might as well be Klingon. Exactly. I honestly think that the Gaelic people are Klingons. They just outgrew that forehead.
The John DeBella Podcast. Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9.
No!
MGK.
I guess you're a little upset today, Cindy, over the tragic news.
What is that?
Wait, you don't know about Mrs. G dying?
No.
Edna Garrett? You don't remember?
No.
Wait, you don't remember who Mrs. G is?
I don't.
Oh, come on.
Who is that?
She was from one of your favorite TV shows.
You take the good, you take the bad, you take them both, and there you have
the facts of life. Great, one of the greatest theme songs from an 80s television show.
That's true.
All right, yeah.
Much better than the show itself.
Charlotte Ray died, right? And I'm pretty sure that Leonardo DiCaprio and Jessica Biel killed her.
What?
Why?
Why? Because they're producing the remake of The Facts of Life, right?
That'll do it.
And Charlotte Ray said, no, we don't need this show ever again. I'm checking out. Right? I'm gone. I'm done with this. Right?
Oh, wow.
No, you know what? To say that Hollywood has run out of ideas is far too late to even bring up that expression.
It's far
the
gone.
The point that the amount of shows that are coming back, right, it's like nobody has an idea for anything.
They're rebooting reboots now.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So, it makes you really appreciate the Goldbergs. It's like, oh, look, an original comedy.
The John DeBella Podcast.
I suppose you know what it is about you that fascinates them.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
It's the hair on your chest.
102.9.
Ooh, wow. I didn't expect that at all. I really didn't expect that.
MGK.
We're getting ready for a Take the Fifth. All you got to do is be the person who answers our fifth question correctly, and you're going to walk away with not one, not two, but four tickets to see Pat Benatar and Neil Giraldo at the Scottish Rite Auditorium. An acoustic evening is what they are doing on the 13th of October, and tickets are available through Ticketmaster. The number here in the studio, 215-263-WMGK. Let me remind you that the Brew Blast is on its way. This is coming up on September 8th. There will be over 50 craft beers, and of course, the whole thing happens on the Battleship New Jersey. Beautiful views of the city. Our new house band will be performing, whoever they may be. That competition is still going on. Another round this coming Thursday. So tickets are available through WMGK.com. Put in the keyword brew, but keep in mind this sells out really fast. So if you want to be part of it, now is the time to get yourself a pair of tickets and do that through WMGK.com. Again, the number here in the studio, 215-263-WMGK. All of the questions are actually going to be about Pat Benatar songs. Mm-hmm. All right, and to give you an idea, what we're going to do is we're going to twist the titles of songs. And if you could be the person who answers the fifth one, that's why it's take the fifth. You take the fifth, you take the prize. If you answer the fifth one correctly, then you are the person who will walk away with all four of those tickets. So if I were to tell you something like possessor of a recluse organ.
Owner of a lonely heart.
Exactly. That's exactly what it would be. So, and that's the way the questions will come at you. We will come at you with, you know, with a twisted title of a Pat Benatar song. If you get it right, you move on to the next one. You keep going until you get it wrong. If you get one wrong, then the next person picks up there. And as long as you are the fifth person to answer the question correctly, you are the person who's walking away with that four-pack of Pat Benatar tickets. So let's get going, and we will start off this morning with Wendy. Good morning, Wendy. How you doing?
All right.
All right. And where is Wendy from?
Warminster.
From Warminster. And are you a big Pat Benatar fan?
I am.
You are? All right. Well, here comes Steve with your very first question. And remember, what we're doing is we're sort of messing up the titles of Pat Benatar tunes. And if you can identify what the real song is, you move on to the next question, okay?
Okay.
All right, Steve, what do you got for Wendy?
All right, Wendy, strike me your hardest.
Hit me with your best shot.
Very good. Nice. That's one nice. For you. You get to keep going. Next.
Destroyer of Love.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, that's terrible. I should be able to get these.
You got 5 seconds.
Ooh. Heartbreaker.
Oh, I think she snuck it in.
She got it.
I think she snuck it in.
Wow. Heartbreaker
is my favorite song ever.
All right, next one. Let's see if she goes for all five.
Our group is meant to be here.
Our group is meant to be here.
We belong.
We belong.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow. She is a Pat Benatar fan. All right.
Coming on.
Amorous Arena.
Goodness.
Amorous Arena. 5 seconds.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh man.
I am sorry. That means we have to move on to Bob, and Bob picks it up at Amorous Arena. So, Bob, tell us what that song is, and you might be able to move on to the fifth title.
How about Love is a Battlefield?
Love is a Battlefield is correct.
It's playing right underneath us.
Okay. All right. That leaves us with one more, Steve.
Assurances Without Light.
Without Light.
I can't figure out the first part. Well,
what's the second part? Work your way backwards.
In the dark.
Assurances Without Light. 3 seconds.
Shadow in the Dark. I don't know.
Man.
No, I'm sorry. That takes us over to Jackie. Jackie, you are on the fifth question. And if you get this right, you are going to walk away with that four-pack.
Pat Benatar tickets. John, we finish each other's sentences.
That's okay. So the title we're working with, Jackie, is Assurances Without Light. What's the song?
Is it Shadows of the Night?
Shadows of the Night? No, my dear.
Wow.
That,
so
I have
close.
To tell you, is incorrect. Oh, my God. Who's going to be next? It looks like
Kevin.
Is it Kevin? Kevin?
Yes.
All right. The song is Assurances Without Light. The real title is
Promises in the Dark.
Boom. Yeah. There we go.
Job,
he
Kevin.
Took the nice fifth with just one answer. He's got four tickets for Pat Benatar and Neil Giraldo.
The John DiBella Podcast.
Yeah, my jump.
102.9.
Man, it is incredible.
MGK.
Oh, how did you do that?
Although I did leave something out earlier, Cindy, when we were talking about the big gig and mm-hmm. how incredible a concert it was, right? But one of the high points of the concert had to be when we were leaving. I had to go to the men's room, and as I'm in there, I hear Lauren, Dave's wife, yelling at him. And I'm thinking, oh, he's trying to go into the ladies' room with her, all right? Next thing you know, he's coming in the men's room, right? And you can tell she's a mom now.
Uh-huh.
Right? You can tell beyond a shadow of a doubt because she's yelling at him, we are not driving an hour and a half without you going to the bathroom first.
Because I was like, no, I don't have to go. I'm not going to go if I don't have to go.
I know how much beer you drank this evening. You are going to the bathroom before we drive an hour and a half.
She was absolutely right. 45 minutes in, I'm still standing there like, yeah, she was right. She was right.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Bigger, better, and stronger than ever before.
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9 MGK.
And we will make
the John DeBella Podcast
great again. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Well, no matter how hot it is here today, it is hotter in Arizona. It seems that on Tuesday in Mesa, Arizona, it was 115. And that wasn't the real field temperature. That was the temperature. 115. And it's a 37-year-old guy named Todd Shell from Mesa, Arizona, who was hospitalized with a heat-related issue. And when he was discharged, he didn't have a ride home. And considering that he'd just been hospitalized for a heat-related issue, he decided he didn't want to walk home.
Okay.
So he stole an ambulance.
Smart.
From the hospital. The cops quickly tracked him down, pulled him over. He explained that about all of his heat issues. He said he was just going to go buy a sandwich, then head home, and eventually he would have returned the ambulance. The cops weren't buying into this. He was arrested for unlawful use of transportation, and hopefully, the jail is air-conditioned.
In the herd.
All right, where are you this morning?
We go to West Jordan, Utah, where we meet Brandon Briggs, a 38-year-old man. Excuse me. Saturday night.
There's a lot of that going around this morning.
What the hell? Saturday night, cops pulled him over on a motorcycle. Turns out that bike was stolen. So Brandon, as one would do on a fast bike, took off. Cops were about to start chasing him when one of them realized that he recognized Brandon. So instead of chasing him, they just drove to his house and waited there for him. So while Brandon was speeding away, thinking he just intimidated the cops with his killer speed and great driving, he got home about an hour later. Cops sitting in his driveway waiting for Brandon. He was arrested for possession of a stolen vehicle, failure to stop, and a parole violation.
In the herd.
Over to you, Dave.
Going out west for mine as well. And this isn't exactly a good excuse for speeding, but it's at least topical. A guy got pulled over on a highway in Oakland, California last week for going 99 miles an hour. In a 65, so driving DeBella style. He told the cop he knew he wasn't going that fast, though. So maybe the cop was actually looking at the temperature gauge and not his radar speed. That's what he suggested to the cop. Nah, bro, you're looking at the temperature. The cop says that led to a, quote, awkward silence, and eventually the guy gave up, admitted it, and signed a citation. And for what it's worth, the radar gun did show the temperature on the screen along with the speed, but it was only 80 degrees, not 99.
In the herd.
So wait a second. Where were you?
Utah.
And where were you?
Oakland.
And I started off in Mesa, Arizona.
Oh, my God.
We are Florida free this morning, proving that the stupid are everywhere. There's a woman in Memphis named Faith Pugh, and on Saturday night, she went out with a 21-year-old guy named Kelton Griffin, who she knew from back in high school. He texted her out of the blue and asked her out, and she said yes. Right? And he showed up without a car, though, so she had to drive him in their Volvo. And they were driving around. They stopped for gas. He asked her if she would run inside and get him a cigar, and when she did, he stole her car. He drove away. He stole her car.
And to
add insult to injury, right, it gets worse. Kelton drove her car to go out on a date with another girl.
Come on, wow. Kelton.
Right? And it ends up, I've never heard this expression before. It was Faith's god sister.
What?
Yeah, that's what it says, god sister. I don't know what a god sister is. If anybody knows, you're welcome to explain it to us. Anyway, Faith and the cops were able to use GPS to track the car down at a drive-in movie theater where they arrested Kelton for theft of property. And here's the kicker. Apparently, he made Faith's god sister pay for the tickets to the drive-in.
In the herd.
The John DeBella Podcast.
What is wrong with my radio? There's nothing wrong with your radio, ladies and gentlemen. The problem is here because we have Mickey Mouse engineering. That's what it is.
102.9 MGK.
You know, I hope when my son finally gets around to putting me in a home,
right,
I'm as badass as these guys. The staff at a nursing home in Germany panicked late Friday night when they realized two of their men had escaped. They called the cops, who eventually found the old guys at 3 a.m. at a concert. All right, not any concert. They were at the Wacken Open Air Festival in Schleswig, Holstein, Germany, which is the world's biggest heavy metal festival.
Yes.
All right, this year's festival included Judas Priest, Vince Neil, and literally hundreds of other bands. Hundreds of other bands.
Incredible.
The cops say when they found the men, they were, quote, disoriented and dazed, but they didn't want to leave. Unfortunately for them, the cops made them go back home. Hear it for the old man.
The John DeBella Podcast.
You don't know how to die, do you?
102.9.
There's a lot of money to be made.
MGK.